Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Now, sitting across from me in a beautiful shirt.
Thank you.
It's hard to describe, but there are tigers in a jungle on it. It's just outrageously beautiful. Is Cian Kinsella, who you'll probably know from Lords of Strut, but you're about to know him from something called Dream Factory, which is happening in association with Civic Theatre as part of Dublin Theatre Festival, which runs from the 21st of September to the 5th of October. That's obviously this year. Civictheatre.ie is the website, or DublinTheatreFestival.com for tickets. But Cian, tell us about Dream Factory. What is this show?
Well, it's a comedy, circus, adventure, musical sensation.
Wow, amazing.
I know, yeah, there's a lot of things in there, but there is a lot of things in there. And it's about, it's going to, reaction to, as an artist wanting to do something involved in climate activism.
Okay.
And so art for climate, making shows.
But this is for real, though. This isn't comedy. This is for real.
Yeah. And it's like, the thing is that it's not a very funny topic.
Yeah.
And you mentioned even like words like biodiversity, as soon as like, it's just a complicated word.
Yeah.
It's like, I just tune out straight away. So we make a comedy show that's about it, but it's really about how we live,
okay,
and human connection and kind of what values are, and about how we want to live. And it's about a family who've grown apart, who have to learn to listen to each other, trust each other, and become friends again.
Okay, but in there, as you said, you've got comedy, but you've also got circus. You are, and this is not an insult, everybody, you are a clown.
Thank you.
A trained clown.
I know, my father was very proud.
So you studied
He would introduce me as, this is my son, the clown.
But you studied in France,
yeah,
at a clown college.
I know, yeah. My final performance was Pie in the Face.
Wow. And then he got his distinction in his dissertation.
I know, yeah.
But clown has always been a part. So when people will know you from the Lord's Trust shows, Britain's Got Talent and all that, like, clown was part of that. Like, it is definitely part of your skill set. And I'm delighted it still exists in a show like this.
Yeah, it is clown. And look, there's lots of different versions of clown. Mm. And I think the one that people are most familiar with is, like, Scary Clown. It's kind of an American version of it. But that isn't kind of the real clown. A lot more clown is, like, closer to, like, Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin. And I think one of through the same school that I went to, Sacha Baron Cohen would be one of the kind of most famous people who would have
come through. Physicality.
It's like, physicality, and it's slapstick, and it's kind of, it's reacting to things, and it's not taking yourself too seriously. The only thing that I say I'm serious about is messing.
Yeah.
No, you have to have skills.
You do.
It is not, you can't just like go out and put on a wig and kind of go.
I've seen people do that.
I know.
It's
quite sad.
Yeah.
But no, there's skills and like slapstick, how to get hit, how to fall. What I've learned is, a lot of people know it, is like getting hit is funny. People falling over is funny.
Always.
Slapstick, physical comedy. So you can write whatever jokes you want in or something, but still what'll get the biggest laugh is someone falling on their face.
But also, you're right though, there's a genuine skill set to falling correctly, as in, I don't mean not injuring yourself. That's all, take that as real. But I mean timing, like circumstance, like, you know, when exactly in the story are you falling?
Because
all those things combined then to make it the perfect laugh or whatever it is.
So like in writing comedy, a lot of it is kind of situation and kind of what's going on in the world,
right,
and what context it's in. So you want to be writing within that and reflective of your world at the time. But that can change. That, like, things cannot age well.
Yes, true.
They can fall out of favour. They can not be appropriate or whatever. But the thing that does always last is physical comedy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's human. There isn't a message in it. It's just funny.
Now, there must be music in this, because you said musical as well. So who's doing the music?
Well, you know GMC Beats. You know the Cabin Crew? So the Spark. So the geniuses behind the Spark are obviously the kids, but the genius behind them is Gary McCarthy, GMC Beats from the Cabin Crew. And I worked with Gary first on Body Brothers. He wrote the music and songs for that. And then we brought him in right at the beginning of this project, and he's amazing. So he's producer and lyricist on it. So the songs in it are absolutely banging.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it, because like, everyone will know the Cabin Crew from the song that every one of their kids is singing all the time.
Sensation.
It is a worldwide sensation. And they, of course, were at EP at the Soundgarden with Today FM. So look, the show is going to be amazing. I go to DublinTheatreFestival.com for tickets. Cian, let's talk about the show in terms of the message of the show is you know, to do with the environment and to... And
the, yeah, the message show is, it's, we're kind of, it's a fantastical version of our world. And so it's like, it's how we live, and it's about standing up to bullies, but it's also kind of about creating different values towards stuff. But it's about giving agency and hope, and that it's not, it's not a, like, you can still do something. A small thing can be a big thing. What you do can have ripple effects.
And this is pertaining to the environment, sustainability and all those things. But you actually have done it for real, because the show is being produced and made in the circular economy. Am I right?
Yes. Well, we're attempting to. It's actually really hard, because the economy that we live in is not a circular economy. Mm. It's an extractive economy. So to try and do circular economy within it is really difficult. So if you go to a hardware store to buy things for your set, there is no... there's no organic section in a hardware store. There's no green hardware
organic
store.
Hammers.
There could be. You know, because they're starting to do, you know, ethical gold and stuff like this, you know. So all of these things just are not really available to you. But the cast and crew have really kind of jumped on, because everybody, not just like, wants this anyway. People want, they want to make this kind of their own transition. And so we're really determined to do it. And there's definitely gaps in it. There's things that we're just not able to do. Yeah. And it's sometimes it's about making the least bad choice.
So would you, as a production crew, would you then research your decisions as best you can as you go along? Like you said, going to a hardware store and buying wood or buying a hammer or whatever. Like, is that what you do? You go back and check it. Well, hang on. How good or bad a decision is this particular one?
Yeah. And that's often really hard, because the information isn't there for you.
Yeah.
But it's about early planning. And planning the life of the material that you're using into the design. So having good design for not just set, but how we move things around and costume. So deciding on a material. All right, do we have to buy a new material? Can we get a secondhand one?
Gotcha.
If we're buying a new material, are we going to keep using it?
Again and so again.
So sometimes, as I say, it's about the less bad choice, but it's about making a choice. Yeah. It's not just, oh, this first thing in front
just
of us.
Just happens,
so it's really about intent with it. But what's happening now within the cast, and the cast are all really on board with it. So even in the kitchen, normally, like when you work on TV or something, lunchtime is like two huge bags of rubbish are going out. Everybody's like, I know this is really small thing,
but
everybody's bringing their own lunch. They're bringing their key cups. People are cycling and taking public transport. And these are like our own things. And those are small in the big world problem that we have. However, for yourself, and how you want to live, they can actually make a big difference, and they can have a ripple effect.
And even more so, I think, mentally, like, you know, what you're doing for yourself and how you feel about yourself, but also then the example you're setting to those around you, whether it's your kids or your peers or your parents or whoever, you're just showing them that you can make choices.
Exactly. So we're attempting to make the show a circular economy as you can. There's going to be gaps in it, but we're trying to set an example for ourselves. We're setting an example for theatre and live producing in Ireland, but also within the show, we're trying to set an example, and it's like,
if you can
see it, you can do it.
And hopefully as you do it, it improves, and if someone else does it, it improves again. And then in a period of time, it's not as difficult as it is right now.
Brilliant.
Right, quick fire round before I let you go, sir. What are you currently obsessed with?
Apples and trees. Apples.
I love that it was straight out of your mouth. Why?
Yeah. Because I grow a lot of apple trees, ones that my father started and my brother planted, and I collect apples from that are otherwise rotting.
Yeah.
And there's a little group of us, and we press them and make juice and make cider from them.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So apples and apple trees.
apples.
Who's the most famous person in your phone? Whose number did you pick up in the UK around that Britain's Got Talent time? There must be somebody.
Well, around that time, I know. So I'll just think of the closest one.
Yeah.
And it's Danny Skyrager from Psych Magic, who's a DJ who I was hanging out with recently.
Okay, that's pretty famous. Think back to your school lunch when you were about 8 years old, right? So you're in second class.
Yeah.
When you opened your lunchbox, what was inside?
It smelled like opening sandwiches, which was like the term we used to use for farting, was that somebody opened a lunchbox. and it was just, it's just like white bread and cheese. It was terrible. But I became a really fussy eater.
Oh.
Yeah. So lunches, I didn't eat them half the time.
You weren't happy enough with them? Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I wanted sweets.
You sound like all my kids. And the final question I ask everybody, because I don't, is do you, Cian, wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes.
You're getting down
before I put on soap and after I put on soap. What's wrong with you?
I don't know if you've ever done it.
Your legs are full of dead skin. You need to like wash them. Yeah.
No, I've asked so many
what
hundreds
is it? You
of
can't
people.
Bend down.
I could bend down if I wanted to.
You can't touch your legs.
people have been suggesting I get one of those stick-on steps that you put up where you put your foot up on top of it.
Ah, God, no, that's a bit sad.
I could easily do it. I just don't. I never have. And I do it about maybe once a year. But anyway, Cian, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. And best luck with the show. Let me remind you again that it is part of the Dublin Theatre Festival. It's called Dream Factory in association with Civic Theatre. And it's on, you can go to civictheatre.ie or you can go to dubintheatrefestival.com. 21st of September to the 5th of October. Best luck with it all.
Okay, thanks so much. Yeah, it's going to be whopper. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.